Sin sin salabim. Got a haji there for you.
I know.
I don't know if anybody else gets that joke, but
that was one of the many places where it took me.
Yeah.
First, I was in like an old timey Popeye cartoon.
Okay.
Then I was hanging out with Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Johnny Quest is always the correct answer. I love Johnny Quest.
That was a good show.
I really missed that comic book. It was fantastic when they brought that out a few years ago.
Oh, they revived it?
Yeah, they had a series called Future Quest. They brought, like, DC had brought back all the Hanna-Barbera things as new comics.
Oh.
Oh, they were all good. Nice. Wacky Racers was tremendous.
That sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, I was very stoked. I need my infographic. I got news, and news, and I got a script.
Yeah, you
okay.
Do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Start up for the win.
Somewhere in Audacity, there's a setting I need to change because when Radius did something, it went kaplink in my ear.
Oh.
You reinstalled Audacity?
That's under what, notifications?
Or Discord?
I reinstalled my whole PC. Yeah. Sorry, Discord, yeah.
Why?
I bought a new I bought that M.2 drive that was on sale and rebuilt my home machine.
Okay.
How big's the drive?
It was 2 terabyte.
Wow. M.2?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Disable all notification sounds. That's what I want, right? Let me turn that on. Yeah, that's what I want.
What are those going for these days?
It was like $115.
Oh, why didn't I buy one?
I mentioned it last week.
Yeah, why would I?
It's on Amazon. Might still be there.
Okay.
It's a Samsung Evo something.
Doesn't look promising. I should not be spending showtime shopping for hard drives that are may or may not be compatible with my motherboard.
Samsung 970 Evo Plus SSD 2TB NVMe M.2 limited time deal, $112.
Yeah.
On Prime.
I'll think on it.
I think in the 980, which is slightly faster, is $149. You got two listeners, Ray. What more do you want?
Nothing. We're waiting on you, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Ray's trying to drum up business, it looks like.
I just want to let people know. I usually type something in after, you know, somebody joins.
Yeah. All right, you ready to roll?
Let's do this thing.
Let's start this party with a bang! Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 384th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We have Chaos72, we have Sneaky Beat 15, and I'm here too. How's it going?
It's going.
How was your holiday?
Great.
Delightful.
Okay. My pool pump is dead. I was very sad.
I don't like that one bit.
Yeah. New one's supposed to come sometime this week.
So you got...
All right.
You do have power, but just the pump wasn't working, or...
Yeah, so it turns out the pump is what caused all the power issues because it blew all the fuses.
Oh.
So I went and got new fuses at the Home Depot and that kind of stuff. But yeah, the pump would blow every breaker or fuse you put in front of it. So
nice.
I had tried running it off an extension cord just to run it off the deck for a minute to see what happened. And like the 10 seconds the pump was on, the extension cord got extremely hot to the touch. So there's a horrible electrical issue somewhere in that pump. It's got to have shorted itself somewhere.
So Samurai All has right, a good question. Are we off next week? I don't remember anyone's schedule, including my own.
I think we're here.
Okay.
I have no reason to believe. Whoa.
Wait, yeah, this week. Is that next week? I think we're here. I think our visitors come on the 9th, I believe, or the 10th. And then I'll have people here for a week. So I think I'm here next week. I think it's the week after that I might be a problem.
Oh, you're always a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, then, okay. Yeah, I don't want to go too far in the future, but shortly after that, we should miss again, right?
Yeah, likely. Like the 28th, we'll be off.
Yes, that's where my head's at. I'm already there. I'm barely doing this show and my job.
So it's going to be hit and miss for about a month.
Yeah.
June's getting sketchy.
Yeah, that's what she said. This is the week of 531 to 6-7, though. And your 7-day 4-star crash. On the 29th, you had Bucky. He fought Black Panther and then Miles. Did you precision shot your way to victory?
Is that the way to victory?
I think that's one of his powers, right?
That's my way to victory with that guy.
Yeah.
sometimes I can hit a moving target or something of that. Or, you know, was he got a detonator maybe?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That is blue.
Yeah, he's holding a thermal detonator.
I just like I like his purple a lot because it destroys enemy AP.
Mm, this is true. I could not prevent Miles from going invisible, and that was annoying.
Oh.
But I could. He was really bad at invisible tile placement, so that turned out okay. But he did. He even got his surprise attack off once, but it didn't kill me, and I got a couple of my attacks off, and I got it on the first try, but it was a bit of a long battle.
Next week, it looks like it's Falcon America fighting Carol.
Awesome. That's a win.
Once you save up at 42 red, you are set.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Story World, Web Wonder is running now. That'll get you a... boy, I've already forgotten. Right Dokken. On. Yeah, that's what's going to get you. Some Dokken, some M'Baku, and some Magic Phoenix. Placement there was Clea and some Jeffrey shards. Strange Sights is next. Doctor Strange, Clea, Jeffrey. Placement is Annie Torch. And shards for a new character we'll talk about here soon.
Well.
PvP Land, it is no season right now, but Blue Shift is running. Quicksilver and Prowler. Placement is Puck and some Hitmonkey. I've been using Hitmonkey like every day. Just because he generates red and purple tiles on the board for Shang-Chi.
Sure.
That's fun.
Nice.
Yeah. In the news, we got two new characters.
Ah!
A 3- and 5-star combination just for Ian.
Ooh.
We have Spider-Gwen coming straight out of Spider-Verse number 2. I don't remember what it's called.
Back into the Spider-Verse?
All right.
I don't know either.
I'll buy it.
Nice.
She is a hero Spider-Verse multiversal street level enhanced.
Nice.
Say that 3 times fast.
No.
Purple, yellow, and red varieties. The purple for 7 purple, friendly, multiversal spider friends. Gwen uses her portal to briefly draw in help from a multiversal spider friend. That friend appears, creating one random web tile for each tile color that does not contain a special tile. Web tiles accepted, rounding down. It starts at 1, it moves its way up at level 5, it creates 2 web tiles for all of those words that happened. The yellow power, graceful power, 8 yellow. Deal a little bit of damage, ignoring protect tiles, and stunning the opponent for 1 turn for every 15 web tiles that are on the board. As you go up in level, the amount of damage goes up, the amount of web tiles you need goes down to 6. So 6 isn't so bad to get.
Right.
So you could get a multi-turn stun out of that pretty easily. The red power, drum solo, 8 red. Deal damage... plus a multi-hit for every 2 web tiles on the board up to a max of 8 hits. Passively, for each other Spider-Verse member on the team, Gwen gains 42% increased match damage.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good boost. As you go up and level, the damage on that one just goes straight up. Well, that's nice and simple here for you. Because the other Gwen, the drum solo heals you, right? So this one does, I don't remember what it's called, but the drumming one, the healing power?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Check out the jams.
Yeah,
sounds right.
Pump up the jams.
Yeah.
So that is your 3-star variety. The 5-star version is apparently Spider-Gwen has teamed up with Venom, because who doesn't? She is also a hero, Spider-Verse, multiverse, but she's a symbiote, street level enhanced. 9 purple, portal partnership. Again, Gwen uses the ticket to draw in help from a multiversal spider friend. They appear... Creating a random web tile for each tile color that does not contain a special tile. Web tiles accepted, rounding down, blah, blah, blah. Passively, if no web tiles exist when Gwen makes a match in a color, create a random web tile in that color.
Hmm.
So a little bit better than the 3-star version, but the progression is the same, going up from 1 up to, you're getting you up to 2 web tiles and costing 1 AP less. The black power, march to the same beat, 8 black. Deal damage, ignoring protect tiles, stunning the opponent for 1 turn for every 15 web tiles on the board. Passive part. If Gwen's team has 10 or more total AP, Gwen's match damage is reduced to 0 while she fights to maintain control, but her ability damage is increased by 25%.
Okay.
That's a weird trade-off.
Yeah.
Especially since for 5 stars, you really want that match damage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only her match damage, right? So she'll be hiding out in the back.
I suppose she's hiding in the back playing the drums, I guess, while everybody else is up front fighting. As you go up in level, the stun, when it kicks in for 10 web tiles, ability damage is increased by 30% if you're over 11, then it goes to 50. At level 5, ability damage is increased by 100% if you have more than 15 AP, and you get the stun off for only 8 web tiles. Red power, drum duo, 10 red. Deal damage plus another multi-hit for every 3 web tiles on the board, again up to a max of 8. Passively, enemy symbiotes match and ability damages are reduced by 17%. That goes up to 35% as you level it, but how often are you fighting symbiotes? I suppose just chasm. Is this a take away chasm damage? Is that what that's for?
Ugh, I don't. That's just not going to do that much against chasm.
Yeah, 35% is 35%.
Yeah, but that's not really why he's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the red has to be a 4, though, because you need an extra hit for every 2 web tiles.
Yeah, you're going to want to get that multi-attack off.
Maybe a 5. I don't know, but it has to be a 4.
That'll work well. That'll work well with Okoye, all those, I mean, 8 hits.
Yeah.
You know, that'll stack. Feeder changes. So 3-star Spider Gwen will feed Gwen Stacy and Silk. And then Gwen Stacy, the 4-star version, will feed 5-star Venom version of Spider Gwen.
And that's retro.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Ooh, look at that. We definitely love the retro rewards. That's always nice. Release events, Strange Sights, I guess they're calling it Gwenum, Shards and Event Token and Placement, Event Token and Progress Rewards and Alliance Rewards, Venom Bomb, Gwenum Legendary Token and Placement Rewards, Shards and Event Token and Progression, versus, Dimensional Duel is the 3-star version running the 1st and the 5th, Spider-Gwen, the Venom version, Shards and Placement, and so on. The 5-star one's called Venomous Vengeance, running the 4th to the 7th, which will get you high evolutionary event token in progression there. The Gwenimus Spider Star, running the 1st to the 5th, chance to get the Gwenim, increased chances in 10 and 40 pulls. The Hooded Hero Vault is running the 6th or the 8th to the 11th, with a chance to get a Fanged Fighter's Legendary Store token. The Fanged Fighter's Legendary Store, which will run the 8th to the 11th, 15% chance to get Gwenim, 5-star Peter Parker, or Francine Fry, the Electro. I buy those for 25 CP each. I don't think I really care about that store. I don't think I'll be buying that one. So, there you go. 2 new Spider-Gwens. The movie comes out, what, Friday? Right?
That, yes.
Yeah.
That could be. That's when I would think it would be released.
Yeah, I think that's right. Also in news, we got people who are being recently reworked after being recently reworked. Man, I cannot say recently reworked. That's really hard. So we got more reworks coming in for Kate, Jujubes, and Phoenix Magic.
Ooh.
So for Kate Bishop.
She's never been reworked as far as I know.
All right. I've lost track, man.
Well, dude, I don't know.
Juju just got reworked recently.
Oh, yeah. But then she started breaking the game somehow, so they have to do things to her to unbreak the game. Kate, I can only is great and already going to get better. I can only assume stuff just got cheaper.
It seems like it, well, and more damage, it seems like. So the blue power, Ruthless Precision for 12 blue. They said they thought it costs a little bit too much for what it does. Instead of making it cheaper, they've added an additional effect to reflect the ruthless part of it. It says, while this tile's on the board, enemies cannot gain health. And if the targeted enemy drops below a percentage of health, destroy this tile and down the targeted character.
Hmm.
10, 12, 15, 20, or level 5, 25% health. So, kind of like, what is that, Punisher's old shot to your forehead.
Punisher's old red, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty ruthless.
So that's a pretty strong add-on right there.
Right. I like that.
Looking for trouble, 8 black. They said they gained about a 9% damage buff at level 5. The rest of the levels, they gave it a bit more of a buff, just to try and even out the damage on it. And boomerangs is now gone from 10 AP down to 8 purple, so you can fire more boomerangs.
Sweet.
So those all sound, you know, good things, but that blue power now sounds like, you know, that could really turn a battle.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
Yep.
I like all that.
Jujubes, that yellow power that they reworked was too strong.
Okay.
So the passive bonuses have been reduced, now maxing out at 300 percent instead of the 500. Changed comparison from whichever is greater to whichever is lower. They said this is the real thing. It's still a strong ability for most cases, but instead of a 300% multiplier, it's now usually a 3K kind of flat increase at max champ level. So.
All right.
Magic, Phoenix 5. They said on release, she was deemed a bit too powerful, so they checked her down, and now it was a little too low, so they checked her back up.
Oh, okay.
Limbo on Earth, 7 black. They said that while we know people really want those demons to be one turn each, we decided to keep them at their two turn incarnations, but they've increased their stats to compensate. So you're creating your two turn red demon repeater tiles that deal damage maximum of 3, plus 2 each time this ability is used. And then, so it has the passive at the start of the battle. Magic creates these demons. For each of her demons on the board, her demon tiles deal 5% more damage. Whenever a demon is matched, 2 more demons rush in to replace it. The comparison from old until new, now at level 5, you're now creating 3 repeater tiles, and demons are doing 25% more damage. The old level 5 demons did 15% more damage. And instead of creating extra tiles, the demons did a little bit of damage when it was fired. So it changes at every level, but it looks like it's more about getting more demons out there that do more damage. Soul Sword. They moved some of the budget from the repeater damage into direct damage. They've lowered the bonus match damage slightly to give the budget elsewhere. It says technically puts it a bit above our normal balance numbers, but it feels like it works better this way. So damage has gone up. Repeater tiles are doing more damage. However, matches are now going to max out at dealing an extra 30% instead of 35, which is where it was before. Phoenix Claws, 6 purple. This was a fix just for Ian. All he did was make the damage numbers higher.
Nice.
And they said, hey, coming soon. For people who were watching things, they may have noticed that there was one day where Chasm was changed. That was part of an upcoming rebalance for him that was accidentally pushed out. So they're still working on specific changes to Chasm, but that one's coming next.
That's good.
So prepare for a little Chasm dampening, which is good because I hate Chasm. That's the news. What do you got?
Very little.
All right. Fine then.
Yeah, sorry. That was a lot of good news.
We're good. Xandar. All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Odin Borson, Allfather.
Great. All right. So let's talk about this Odin Allfather. The 5-star yellow, red, and blue character. He is the protector of the 9 realms. It is a 0 yellow AP. This passive ability, see what it does. If an enemy would deal at least 1,441 damage, Odin jumps to the front, reducing that damage by 10% for each color of fortified tiles on the board. If Odin was already in front, then he fortifies 2 random basic or friendly special tiles. As he increases in level, he fortifies 3 tiles, and then he's reducing 20% for each color of fortified tile. All right, the Spear of Heaven, 7 red AP, choose a basic tile, deal 1,717 damage, and that tile becomes a 2-turn repeater tile that destroys 2 AP in the enemy's largest AP pool, including team-up. As that increases, it's doing 9,937 damage. The repeater tile is destroying 3 AP. Odin's Blessing is a blue passive ability. At the start of the turn, if there are at least 4 colors of fortified tiles on the board, create a 3-turn blue countdown tile that each turn grants a burst of 420 health to the lowest ally. When it expires, it creates a random fortified strike tile of strength 124. Other allies gain 2 levels in all powers to a max of 5 for each of these tiles on the board. That's wacky. Let's see how that scales. The burst of health goes up to 2,380. The strike tile is a strength 680. And it creates that countdown tile if there are at least 3 colors of fortified tiles on the board instead of 4. Cool. All right. I don't know too much about this guy. Let me check him out real quick. You got to go 5 in the middle because the extra AP destruction seems worthwhile, even though the damage is middling. And how about 5-4-4? Those other two passives look like they work with each other, creating fortified tiles, which affect how effective either one of them is.
Right.
I'm going to say 4-5-4.
Wait, 4-5-4?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
4-5-4, yes.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's not good, but that's what I've been able to surmise from this wiki article that I'm reading.
I might have to revisit. The internet tells me it should be 5-5-3, and I have a 5-4-4. So.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
I've got the 5-1-1, so.
Nice. What do I have? 1?
You've got 1.
1-0-0. Classic Ian build. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. Odin, all father.
Moving on. Acting, thank ya. Ian, who we got this week?
Oh, this week we are looking at Mr. Norman Reedus of course, Boondock Saints fame.
Yeah. Great movie.
So, sadly, I am starting this week, and I have a feeling this week is going to be either a mess or super short.
Maybe both.
Even when I tried to intentionally steer away from the most popular answer, it was so obvious. I couldn't, like, I felt like I was just trying to, like, you know, force him into a role just so I didn't pick what I ended up picking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, can I dye his hair blonde and make him Fandral? I don't know. Can I cast him as, I mean, it's a totally wrong universe, but like, other than making him the new Green Arrow,
ooh,
the only real answer to this question seems to be Ghost Rider.
Yeah. He's Johnny Blaze, man.
I mean, he literally rides a motorcycle, and that voice would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like it too. It's a little on the nose, but I mean, lean into what you know.
Definitely better than the last Ghost Rider.
Like Robbie Reyes, or you mean Nick Cage, who is the best Ghost Rider of all time?
Yeah, Cage.
Guy's amazing. That might have not been the greatest film of all time, but...
But it was a film.
Honestly, yeah, Nick Cage brings a lot to the table, I think. He's a hard-working actor.
Yeah, I can respect his
desire to earn. anyway.
All right, so...
I got Ghost Rider. What do you guys have?
Yeah. Yep, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just don't see how it could be anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has a whole TV show where he just rides around on a motorbike and does things. I mean, you know, this is his jam.
Right. I could see it. It's the right answer.
Yeah.
Awesome. What do we got next week, Craig?
Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci. That'll be brought to you by Thespify. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
We're there already? Well, I guess.
We are.
So over on, let's start at the D3 forums. TJJ author says, I think my favorite animation is now the I'm one bleeped off doggy posing for Cosmos TK Field. I'm trying to recall. Isn't that the one where the Cosmos appears and then just gets a bubble around and then you get projectiles?
Got me, dude.
What, you haven't played Cosmo?
No, I don't think I have.
Huh. Well, in any case, I think I like all of Cosmo's animations, but yeah, I get that one. Also said, if you ask me, Ray Stevenson's moment to shine was when he played Firefly in G.I. Joe Retaliation. He is having so much fun in that role.
Oh.
That's awesome.
I've never seen it, and probably never will. So.
I know. I'd never have, but I want to see it now. Because I honestly liked him in King Arthur. I liked him in Book of Eli. He was never an actor I was disappointed to see.
He was in Book of Eli?
Yeah, he was Carnegie's right-hand man.
Huh, okay. Been a long time.
Yeah, that movie was somehow awesome and underwhelming all at the same time. I think my expectations were too high for it, which is why I was let down, because it's not that bad.
It's not.
I might even hazard to say that it's decent. I'm pushing it, but...
then over on Reddit, Stinkpalm had comments about, I don't know, a team-up, apparently, he found. The new Mags and Storm are super fun as five-star buddies. Of course they are. Magneto and Storm are always good in this game. He says, mix in someone to consume purple and just go nuts. You can chain together so many moves and turns between his blue and her green and yellow. So, yeah, try it out. Well, five-star Magneto
sounds like
and
you need
Storm.
Chang-Chi in there.
There you go. There you go. You're purple.
You want to use that purple.
And since you're using Magneto's blue and her yellow and green, you got the purple and red from Shang-Chi and...
Yeah, you are set.
Yeah. Of course, when you're using Shang-Chi, are you really going to notice how well Mags and Storm work together? but give it a whirl. He suggests it, and I believe him. Hey, that's it. We got a couple comments. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, thanks, Willie. Hey, I was unprepared. I didn't know that Nathan Fillion was going to pop up in the Guardians movie, so I was excited about that.
I thought we talked about that.
Did we?
Maybe not here. I don't know.
Okay, I had forgotten before yesterday that. Because I was like, ooh, Nathan Fillion.
That could have been on another network affiliated
show.
Oh,
it could have been.
Because I love Nathan Fillion.
Yes, you do.
And then the people I was with, they're like, who? I'm like, trying to describe Nathan Fillion, and then I'm like, you Firefly, right? And they're like, no. They're like, oh, you mean that guy from The Rookie? I went, They said, oh, you mean the guy from Castle? And I went, I'm like, you guys please go home and watch Firefly?
Just say, yes, the guy from Castle. Well done.
How about the guy from all three Guardians of the Galaxy films? All three different roles. I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
What do we got? Oh, man, we are moving on. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
I guess I'm Franz.
We just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up.
What we got, all Ian? Right.
Hey, we got boosted characters this week. This is great. 3-star Black Widow is boosted. Green AoE, boosted. Also her red, boosted. Purple, no change. High Evolutionary, more blue damage. Yellow and black are percentage-based, so no changes. The Iron Fist, his green, more damage, bigger strike tiles, and if he has enough black, even more bigger strike tiles. Purple number 2 will do a lot more damage, and his persistent attack tile will be a little bit beefed up. Jeffrey, more red damage. Purple and green are both percentage-based, so there'll be no changes there. And finally, Spider-Man. Stun, no change. Probably puts out better shields, and he has a big direct damage thing with his yellow. So that'll be significant. 4-star characters. Ant-Man. His purple will make bigger attack tiles and do more damage from the grow. The small-time crooks, no changes, and grow will do more damage. Ants. Bigger strike tiles and more damage. Kraven, black damage is increased, trap tile damage is increased, and special tile buffs are stronger. Spider-Gwen, classic original flavor. See, more damage from Cherry Bomb, and bigger healing from kicking out those jams. 2029 is boosted, and we've got up black damage and yellow damage. There we go. Oh, and last but not least, we have 4-star Spider-Man Infinity War. His proportional punch will deal a supplemental amount of too much damage. The 5-stars. Gargantos is boosted. Let's see. More green permanent damage, more damage from the blue, and harsher enemy special debuff, higher threshold for destroying weak enemy specials, and more permanent damage when destroyed. Tentacle Teeth has a lot going on. Hitmonkey, Craig's favorite. Let's see. Purple deals more damage. Permakill deals more damage from the red. And I'm Back Baby deals more damage at the start of every turn. This looks like Kang. What's he up to? His black damage is increased. More damage that you take when you come back from the Shadow Realm. And more damage and more... depending on how many special tiles the enemy has out. And this looks like Spider-Man doing stuff in the 5-star round too. His web shot deals more damage and bigger bursts of damage from his arachnid agility. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these guys. 2099's Bite doesn't get a direct boost, but it does amplify boosted attacks nicely, including Iron Spider's disproportional punch. Throw in Spider Gwen to ensure more web tiles on the board. Five star. He discourages the use of Kang.
I said a Kang, Kang, Kangity Kang. You said a Kang, Kang, Kangity Kang, 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 Kang,
Kang, Kang, Kang. It's much better when I read it grammatically appropriately. I said there were too many commas and question marks for me to know what was happening, and I was like,
"Yeah, you got to sing it. Then it makes all the more sense."
Yeah, you do. That was wonderful. That turned an already delicious segment into a complete meal. Yeah, there's a little pictogram clip from the show, and then that. Ah, that's good stuff. All right, well, anyway, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, you're still you. Hit me up with some pop pop.
No! All right, let's talk about K-pop. Let's talk about the 80s. A-T-E-E-Z. This 8-piece monstrosity. Oh,
exactly.
That's 4 too many.
It is 4 too many, but let me tell you what it is not too many of. Music videos. These guys have some of the best production quality, just entertaining music videos I have ever seen. I did, you know, they're not my jam, but I was able to tolerate many of their songs because the music videos are just awesome. So if nothing else, 80s, A-T-E-E-Z, check out, you know, just YouTube a couple of their videos and speed through them and... Excellent. Excellent cinematography. Midland singing and rapping.
Yeah, I picked the absolute best portion of that song for this clip.
Nice.
It's not great, but it's the best portion.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I understand.
I listened to that whole song and I'm regret-filled.
Nice.
Oh.
But when you add some visual aids, it gets a little bit better.
Is there any particular video that's better than the rest that I should check out?
There was. When I... before we end the show, I'll let you know what it is. But now we have a special second half of the Pop Pop segment. We have In the Field Reporters, Ian and Ray. While we were out about on our many adventures, Ray and I got the opportunity to share a peep-flavored Pepsi.
I'm sorry.
It was so awful. My 9-year-old son turned it down after trying a sip.
Yeah, it is horrific.
Didn't you describe it as cloyingly sweet?
It is the most disgustingly sweet thing you'll drink. I mean, it is terrible.
Yes.
It was like someone was said, hey, let's bring back vanilla Pepsi. And the person pushing the vanilla button fell asleep and just left their thumb on it for like 30 extra seconds. Oh.
And to be clear, in case you didn't understand, peep. P-E-E-P, peep-flavored Pepsi.
Yes, Marshmallow Peep by the Just Born Company teams up with Pepsi to combine the flavor of a marshmallow peep with a glass of Pepsi, and it sucked.
Now, we got a mini can. Like, it was not even half a can.
It was one of those little 8-ounce cans.
And
you still threw it away, didn't you?
Five of us tried it, and we still threw half of it away.
Yeah, I made the mistake of buying, you know, a standard bottle, and I tried my best. But man, after about halfway through, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I can't.
Yep. I totally understand that. And for those of you at home going, ew, 5 of you shared 1 8-ounce can of soda? COVID's over. Deal with it.
We had enough little shot glasses that it was fine.
I had a little port wine glass that I was sipping it out of. It was awful. So anyway, there you go. 80s and peep-flavored Pepsi. Two great tastes that do not go great together. Thanks, as always, to...
Magnified. Alright, moving on. Ian, you got Steam open.
I haven't figured out how to do that segment and open Steam at the same time.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. I'm only...
Is there anybody rotated in or out that you guys are shooting for, or are you just each doing one?
I need one more magic cover. I do not need any Kang, so I am going to be opening one.
Okay.
So I'm clicking on it now. It is a 4-star Ant-Man. All right, there you go. Ah,
he's boosted.
I need, what do I need here? 250 more shards for magic, and she'll be champed.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Getting That's close. Exciting. All right, let's see what I got here. I'll open my token. It is a 4-star. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Mr. Fantastic.
Legendary tokens. Looks like I have 6 of these things. Let's see what we get. Rubber Stomper. Well, there's a purple. Jeff, eat that. Wolfsbane. Another purple. Magic Phoenix 5, Limbo on Earth.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, another purple.
Ooh.
Magic Phoenix 5, Soul Sword.
Wow.
And then a Loki Gator, just a log.
Nice. So 50%.
That's crazy.
That's a heck of a pull rate.
That gets my Phoenix Magic is now a 3-4-0.
Ouch.
Need her to, you know, get that third power. My Jeffrey is a 2-2-2.
Nice. Big
doubled up poop house.
Yeah.
That was exciting. I never get that lucky. That was like a race set of pulls.
That was well beyond what I've been getting.
Thanks to the OG then, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The aforementioned podcast network. Soon to be named network is our title. You can find us at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are a collective of excellent podcasts working together to bring you some of the best variety in podcasting. Soon to be named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No. I have no goodness to share with you. Other than I can't wait for your pool to get fixed. I'm sad that you're not
here. Yeah. But yeah, the mother-in-law's like, well, can I get in the pool? We're like, no, the pump's broken. She's like, yeah, we can still use it though, right? I'm like, no, pump's broken. That is stagnant water has been sitting there for the past, you know, 7 months or whatever. Probably need to get that water moving and get some chemicals in it, you know, moving before we get in that water.
Throw some raw meat in it, leave it on the counter overnight, you know,
and it'll be fine. And the, you know, the heater doesn't work unless the pump's on. So water going to be a little chilly yet. A little chilly. So if that's it, everybody, thank you for joining us here again this week on the Puzzle Warriors 3. Comment suggestions, put them in the mailbag. Give Willie a hernia by how many things he has to carry. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You can click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some, what's next? Juneteenth. Buy yourself some Juneteenth things.
There you go.
And we'll get some money in the back end for that. But that's it. So goodbye. And remember, kids, webbed feet make all the difference. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.